If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Here we are. It's Monday, the 21st of April, and this is the podcast you've been waiting for. 10 minutes or less. That's what it's about.
Right.
Can we do it?
No.
No. We haven't been able to yet.
You said something this morning. Hang on, because we got a real problem on our hands.
Go ahead.
Right? Okay. So, Robbie wears contact lenses.
I don't.
He doesn't. He never wears contact lenses.
No. I used to.
Robbie used to wear contact lenses. Stopped wearing contact lenses.
Yeah, I did. They're just too bad for my eyes.
He beat them.
He used to wear glasses.
Yep.
Right?
Now he just squints.
But he was that guy that takes glasses on for, he wears them for some things and doesn't wear them for other things.
I wear them at night a lot. I need them for night driving, so I have them in the morning when I get here.
I've had my glasses for, 30 some odd years. I've been wearing glasses. Dylan thunders in a couple years ago because he feels like he's missing out and he wants to be like us.
That's not true.
So he starts wearing glasses. And we quickly were like, hang on a second. We can't all be wearing glasses.
That's what I said.
Yeah, right? You and I were a little miffed at you for trying to fit in.
I just needed them.
Trying to fit in wearing glasses. Oh, my eyes don't work. I remember my daughter. When my son got glasses, my daughter, all of a sudden, she needed glasses. Magically, she didn't need them.
Do either of them even wear them?
No. Huh. Oddly enough, when they get glasses, he needed glasses and then he stopped wearing glasses.
That's pretty neat.
It is. Anyhow.
I feel like my eyes will correct themselves if I don't have glasses.
Right.
That's not, they it's actually kind get of, worse.
Your eyes are getting lazy.
They're like getting dependent on glasses. When you take the glasses away, your eyes will get better.
Right.
I can tell you that's not true.
You make them work harder. It's the same with every body part with Robbie. Yeah. If you work them harder, they'll improve.
As I tried squinting my way through life, and then finally I couldn't
anymore.
They're not
pecs.
This is what I say. Wait, okay, so you wear glasses all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You take them off. You're like, oh my God, I can't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then you take them off for a while, and you look around. You're like, oh, I can kind of see. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, kind of see is okay, but I want to fully see. Personally.
I can't see a damn thing. I wear trifocals. I can't see a damn thing from three different distances. I'm so old, I'm blind three ways.
That's expensive. That's an expensive way to be blind.
But we've got a real problem because I need new glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Right? My prescription's dying out here. I need a rejig, and I don't like my frames. They're all bent. Well, I'm really hard on my glasses.
So did your eyes get worse or better?
I think they got older is what happened.
You're going to go for a test.
I got a test
today at 1:30.
Here's the deal, okay? Dylan, if we get the same style of glasses like we have now.
I already picked out my new frame, so just don't get the ones
I did. Good. This is what I was going to say. What did you get?
I already have them here.
Okay, because I'm worried because I already know what I want to get. Because my fiance told me, Coral said that I got to get new glasses that are darker because I have these clear glasses, so it makes my gray stand. I was going to get dark glasses.
Sorry, I already got them.
Which ones?
They're these ones.
Uh-oh, progressives.
No, they're not progressives. Why do you say progressive?
Are they not?
No.
Progressives are bifocals and trifocals.
Oh, transitions.
Transitions.
Didn't we make fun of Pepper because they look like Vern?
They're not transitions, though.
They're just sunglasses?
They're just regular glasses.
I don't think Robbie saw the picture correctly.
It looked really dark.
No, Dylan just took it in black and white, so it looked artsy.
Oh, I thought the lenses were black.
Why'd you take that in black and white?
I don't know. I just did.
That's his style right now.
Why aren't you smiling? Why are you pouting?
I'm a black and white kind of guy.
Are you? Okay.
Here, I'll give you a color version because I made a color version of it.
It's an emoji. You look like a Family Guy member.
Yeah, I was a Family Guy. I asked AI to make me Family Guy.
Wow. Oh, okay. Go back. Hey, wait. Go back to that photo because they're almost exactly like what I was going to get.
Well, too bad. I already got them.
Have we started?
What? The podcast?
Yeah. No, I hope not.
What time are we at?
4 minutes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I just wanted to address this situation before we run into the problem where we're all wearing glasses.
Well, don't get the same ones as me.
I wanted to get dark ones.
You can't now.
Are you talking about the frames?
The dark ones don't look good on you. You're bald.
What?
Yeah,
they look great on me.
Nah, they didn't look very good on you.
No, I loved them.
No, you shouldn't.
No, nope.
What did your girlfriend think of them?
She loved them, too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we're going to get those.
Oh, I'm feeling gross inside.
No.
I must have just seen something that makes me sick.
You're always trying to copy.
So it's because I got clear glasses. They're too light, and my hair is all gray.
Right.
So it's, I'm looking too old. I got to get darker glasses.
Well, dye your hair.
You, send me a picture of those so that when I'm buying glasses.
You don't buy the same ones.
I don't
ones.
Buy the same ones.
Like they, you're talking dark. Frame, dark frame.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking?
Well, I thought you were getting the dark lenses, and it's like old man-ish.
No. Just frames. Yeah. New frames.
Sun's too bright.
No, those are called sunglasses.
Okay, send me a picture so I don't duplicate.
Okay, yeah, don't. When are you going?
I keep meaning to.
Yeah, see, I'm already going. I got my appointment today at 1:30. I already picked out the glasses. I got my glasses picked out before I got my prescription.
Isn't that something, huh?
That's how excited I am for these new
Let me know if they don't fit properly.
Why? What happens
Because, like, if the lens is too big for the glasses can't handle it. You'd have to go and get a different style.
I don't
That's
have,
what happened to me. Yeah. I've got so many different lenses in these glasses.
I just have one.
I need to wear, like, a welder's mask to get around, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, mine won't be a problem. I just have the one prescription.
I can't see a thing. My eyes are getting so old. Dylan, where'd Dylan go? Dylan?
Hello?
Can't see a thing.
I'm right
here.
Didn't
even know he was here.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right, so welcome to the podcast.
Hi there.
Hey, let me ask you one more question before we get started.
I'm here all day.
How many charging cables should you have in your house right now? It's important to stress right now, because we are in a new era where they're ushering out the old. And they're ushering in the end.
Right.
The USB-C cord is now going to be, from what I understand, a universal charging cord.
You should
cord,
have
right?
enough for every phone.
So.
And device. One for every device.
Here's the thing. So I went through all these cords, right? I just had this bag of cords and different blocks.
Love the tub of cords.
And I was like, there's got to be a better way to organize these things. And then I started going, like, how many of these things do I need?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saving all of these cords?
Because you always loot them.
I know. So we're at a point right now in our life, in our house, where my stepson and I have a USB-C charging port in our phone.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And my daughter and my fiance have a Lightning. And we have an iPad that's a Lightning.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we need all of those. And then we've got the other end of the cords. Some of them are C's. Some of them are, is it A, the big flat one? That
A or B, yeah.
And then the blocks, you need all these different blocks to hold the different. How many is too many? And then I've got the ones that like charge things that aren't phones, you know, that are like whatever that is, that cord that just fits
how
into random things.
By?
So I'm trying to figure out.
Robbie, how does he survive?
How many of these things do I need?
He stumbles his way through.
Do I need because we can't phase them all out. Like, I can't wait for the day that it's just C on one end, C on the other end.
It will be coming.
Lickety split. But right now, we're not there yet.
No. My suggestion, and call me stupid,
yeah,
would be as many as you need.
But I'm trying to figure out how many do I need?
How would I know?
Well, you have a house. With cords.
But how do I know
Everybody
how many
has
you need?
An idea.
How do I know how many you need?
Okay, so like I
have one for every phone in the house.
So I wrap them all up.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I put that little Velcro thing around them to keep them nice and tight.
I like that.
But then I had to get a bin that had four different sections for the four different types.
Okay.
Right? And then I had to label them.
Oh.
But I didn't know, like, why did I label them
if they're in a different section?
What the section was. You had to put a label on
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't you just be able to look and see?
Oh, no, you got to pull it out and look at both ends.
Wow, tough.
So you just better you
get
just
a
wanna,
label maker.
If you're in a hurry, you know, you just want to grab and go.
Right,
know?
Yeah, okay.
So
what if someone put it in the wrong part?
But the problem I had is I got this thing that had four little sections, right? And I've been looking for it for a long time, but humming and hawing, because I'm not going to need four sections forever.
No, you're not.
I'm only going to need one eventually.
Yeah.
But I don't know when that is.
Then you won't even need a bin.
I'll always need two, right?
Why?
Because... like those random things. Like I've got like motion light, portable motion lights that you have to charge, or like a speaker that you have to charge with just that random whatever that charger. I don't know what end that is, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'll always need those, right? Or are they changing too?
I think they'll all change
eventually.
We're
all going to C. Everything's C.
You think so?
Eventually,
yeah.
So any cords that I buy moving forward should be C on both ends.
That would be ideal.
Okay.
Now, they're not there yet. So just...
Right.
Just
so easy does it, is what you're saying. I only have two. I didn't realize this. Only have two C to C's in my entire house.
Do you need more than that?
Yeah. Yeah, you want... Yeah.
What for what reason?
Well, you want one in, like, your bedroom.
For what?
To charge your phone at night.
Where else are you charging your phone? Your bedroom. The end.
No. What if I'm on the main floor? We need one...
If you charge it at night, you wouldn't need to charge it
again. And here's the other thing, is we need... we have the communal kitchen charger, right?
Yeah.
That I was getting stolen and moved to other rooms until I put a little kitchen label on it. Now everybody knows not to take it.
Gotcha.
But the problem is with that one is right now we need two different holes to put your cord in.
Right.
Because we've got two different, we've got a C and then we've got the lightning.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
So I had to get a whole new block with two inputs.
Wow.
So that we could have the two cords. But once we all moved to C, I don't need that block anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many cords is too many cords.
Well, as many as you need, really. Is
That's a lot, though. Yeah. Because how do I know how many I need? Because I'm like,
how
I'm
would I know how many
and
you
then,
need?
And then you undo them, right, from their little bundle. And you've got one that's like 3 feet, and then one that's like 18 inches, okay. And then one that's... I don't know if I need a long one or a short one, but then I'm like, you know what I mean?
Longer the better.
Yeah.
Always.
Not always the longer the better. So if it's on your counter, you got this huge... It just,
why are you charging on your counter? That seems so dumb.
Your kitchen counter. Everybody why? Charges on their kitchen counter.
Not once.
Robbie, where do you charge your phone?
Well, for a majority in my bedroom.
Yeah, but during the middle of the day, you're
sometimes
charging in your bedroom?
On the counter, yes.
Yeah, the why? Counter. Kitchen counters are charging.
How much
where are your chargers?
I have one.
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom beside
you
my bed.
You need to charge your phone. You go all the way upstairs, you plug your phone in, and go all the way back downstairs?
No, I've never charged my phone outside of sleeping.
You're nighttime charger.
Why yeah, would you?
But I live like, it's like packing extra underwear on vacation, right?
For what?
I live like I'm always going to poop my pants, and like I live like I'm always going to run out of battery. So I always need a chargers everywhere.
But you have a brand new phone.
I've got one. I know. I've got one in my backpack. I've got one in my car. Because you never know.
You're ruining your batteries by overcharging.
Am I overcharging it?
I think you're overcharging.
There's something to that, yeah.
Well, I just charge it at night. But you never know, Dylan.
Then why do you got one in the kitchen if you're only doing it at night?
Because something may happen.
Like what?
I don't know. But I want it to be there, just in case.
Oh, my God. So the answer to it is one. You need one per phone. That's it. You don't need them all over the place. You also, we become too lazy. You could walk up 8 stairs and grab it if
11.
You really needed it. You could.
11?
All houses have 11 stairs.
That's not true.
I think mine's 14.
We've proved that wrong so many times.
11.
We've done this.
14 on my floor.
I'd just like to know that there's always chargers about.
Okay,
like, so under your philosophy, you only need one of each.
Yeah. But then
that's
so
crazy.
So back to your original question, how many should you have? If you like to have and know there's always one available, you would only be able to answer that at your house. I can't answer that for you. So this was a dumb question that you
I'm
asked.
I'm curious on how many you have.
I have one.
Because I'm trying to survey to see where I'm at.
Now, my girlfriend, ADHD like you, she has...
She has a charger in every spot, right?
She's got 1,000 chargers and never charges.
That's right, because you never know.
But I just charge at night. Sometimes I don't charge at night, and it's fine the next day.
And I feel bad throwing these ones out. Like, I don't know what to do with these. Like,
bring them to the garage sale. Someone might buy them.
Somebody's going to buy them at the sidewalk sale, charging cords.
Yeah. Very
But I'm not
possible.
Selling USB-Cs. Why would you buy ones that aren't USB-C?
Because
they're
old devices. I have an old cell phone. I'm dying to find a charger for it because I want to see what's on there.
Right. And some people
old pictures.
Right. And some people can't afford the new ones. So there's my mom's rocking. Yeah. She's rocking an iPhone 7.
Okay. Holy crap. Yeah.
I don't know how it's still working, but I asked her, like, do we need to get you a new one? She's like, no, I love this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
works
my parents
perfect,
are saying
right?
They like, got a button on there.
I've got like an LG flip phone. I would love to see the pictures on that thing.
Yeah, so you just need a cord. So, like, maybe Pepper's got one of these cords in his.
So, I got to hang on to all these cords for life because I might want to look at something one day?
You could.
Uh huh.
I have a cord box. I love the cord box.
When is this whole migration to USB-C due to
it's
be
happening.
Complete?
But it's do you happening. Think every single brand of every single electronic company will all get on the same track?
Eventually.
Isn't
I think,
it the rule
so.
Now? They made it so you have to?
They
so you
should.
Have to stop owning all these damn cords?
Yeah, there was a law passed or whatever.
That's got to be standard.
That it has to be USB-C.
Thank
it's going to be the standard and everything. But like, who knows? They pass another law in 6 years. We're screwed anyway.
I feel bad throwing out these blocks, too.
Yeah. I mean, the blocks were a big thing.
There's no use for these blocks.
Well, you can still use the block.
For now.
You can use the C on one side and the A or B on the other side.
For now.
Until when?
Until everything's C.
Doesn't wait, but if you have a block that goes into a C, what does it
matter? I mean, you make a good point.
Okay.
But as long as I have it, it's nothing's going to change.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not something I thought a lot about, Dylan.
Okay, yeah.
I was too busy thinking about how many do I need of these damn things?
Well, gotcha.
All my blocks are USB. So when I plug them in, it's got a USB opening, and then all my cords have a USB on one side and then something else on the other side.
Right.
Right. That's the problem, though. Now they're going to get rid of all of that. So I ended up ordering these.
You ordered more?
These, not cords. Oh. I got too many cords, Dylan. I'm trying to figure out how many I need. I don't know if you heard that part.
No, I did.
But I ended up ordering a plug that you plug into the wall, and it's got all the different holes.
Wow.
You can plug something in.
Yeah.
You can, it's USB-C, USB-A, USB. I don't even know half of these things.
Look at you.
Looks like I'm from Europe.
Yeah.
No HDMI, though. No,
oh, rip just, off.
Yeah.
Did you plug your stove
in
it?
These. I got to put, no, it doesn't have a stove or a drive. Okay. You know what I mean,
well,
Robbie.
Then what does it have? USB A, B, and C?
There you go. And regular plugs. And it's on every side. It's beautiful.
Wow. I mean.
So I got a bunch of them. I'm going to put them in all the plugs in the house.
Why do you have to make this project for your, you just.
Anything to avoid doing yard work. Anything.
I hate yard work so much.
At all. Like, it, you just go home and go, like, how can I make myself a project here today?
Yeah. To put off all the other projects.
Right, yeah.
I like a new project.
Yeah, well.
To get rid of all the other projects.
I hope that it works out for you, because it sounds really stressful.
I was clearing out my pen drawer, too. Mm-hmm. You, how many pens do you have in your pen drawer?
I recently went over my pens, and a great thing that you can do, and I don't think a lot of people do it as obvious as it is write a little letter. Using every pen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't write immediately, toss it.
Yeah.
So I'm down to maybe 15 pens now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have full control of your pen drawer? Partial control?
No, I have full control of my pen drawer.
Right.
But that's not how many pens are in the house. Like, there's way more than 15.
Sure. But you've
house.
Got, so that my pen drawer, like our pen drawer is in the kitchen.
Oh,
right?
Communal.
And so, like, we've got a lot of people, you know, tossing, grabbing, taking. And so we have to have more. And it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And some people put them in so the point facing up, you know. And so I'm always buying pens because I'm always like, okay, that's it. We're going to have one standard family pen.
Okay.
But everybody likes a different pen.
Yeah, you can't agree on a pen
right.
very easily.
So they're always missing. And then we'll bring home pens. And why do you think you win the lottery when you get a pen like from a company that has got like a company name on
yeah.
it? That pen should go right in the trash.
No, there's some that are good. A company that really cares about their
mm-hmm.
pen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never worked for a company that cared about their pen.
Yeah.
But there are out there. A good pen.
And now that I've got my stepdaughter, right, 10 years old, the yeah. tape and scissors, yeah. always missing.
Yeah,
they're
she loves
always
them.
Missing.
Tape, scissors, does she use pens or is she a pencil still?
She's a pencil. Oh, and she puts the marker. She takes the markers from her marker bin that I gave her
yeah.
to keep her markers in.
Yeah.
And she puts those in the pen drawer sometimes.
Well, how does she know it's a pen drawer?
In the marker bin.
Oh.
Try to walk her through the whole thing.
At her age, a pen is a marker.
She'll grab I get these little pads because she just loves doodling and drawing and making little crafts and notes and things, right?
Yeah.
So I gave her like a pad of paper, a bunch of pads of paper and a bunch of little notebooks, right? The idea being, use one, fill it out, and then get a new one. She's got one page used in every single one of them.
Well, different colors?
Well, I know, but...
Kind of exciting as a kid, right?
She doesn't stack them in, like, sequential order, yeah. you know? So, like, it's not tallest to one side.
Maybe just don't give her your obsessive-compulsive disorders. Let her just have her own disorders.
Yeah, let her
so
be.
So hard to organize, right?
Really, yeah.
Our lives are just chords now.
Is that what it, yeah.
It's just, isn't that life now? It's just cords.
I don't feel the same way. I feel a lot of things are cordless in my life, to be honest. Most of my things are cordless.
Until you have to charge them, and then
they
cords.
All need a cord at some
Everything
point.
Needs a cord. Everything's got a cord.
Yeah, at some point.
And but, it's great. Okay. It's great. Like, I love being able to go wireless most of the time, but it requires a lot of organization.
I don't agree with this statement. I really think that you're having a hard time with everyday things.
You think if I got rid of all of my charging cords
mm-hmm.
that, and I just had one yeah. charging cord,
yeah.
that it would reduce the stress of, why do I have all these charging cords?
I really believe that.
I would never ask that question. Like, my God, we've got a lot of charging, because I don't
where
only have one.
Where is the charging cord won't be a question, because you'll have the one. You'll know where it last was.
No, the charging cord always goes missing unless you have the communal charging cord.
No.
You need a main family charging cord.
We don't have one, and we get by. I'm sorry. It seems to work out in our house.
What about your girlfriend's son?
Yeah.
What's his cord situation?
He doesn't have a cord.
He doesn't have a cord?
No, he doesn't. He's cordless.
He doesn't have a phone?
No, he has a phone, but he charges it wirelessly on my computer.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't have a cord.
I can't. Oof.
He doesn't live in a corded world.
Wow. So he puts it on the little puck
yeah.
to charge?
Yeah, that's it. That's all he does.
I couldn't do that.
He's not a cord guy.
I wouldn't trust that it's getting a proper
charge. He's also not, he doesn't have a phone in his room.
Right.
Right? So it's not like he takes the phone to his room and has a
charger. So where does he charge it?
In my office.
So you've got a charger in your office.
Well, no, it's just like a little thing, like a flat surface. You just put the phone on. But it is a charger, but it's like, it's you just
those weak-ass wireless charges, huh? I don't know if those are reliable.
Well, he leaves it all night and it works for him. He doesn't complain.
Isn't that interesting?
Listen, you have too many things. I got to tell you, this is what it comes down to.
Too many cords?
Too many things in general. Like when you sit there and have too many cords or too many cups or whatever it is, it's overwhelming. If you have just a few, you look after them better. You know where they are. You take care of them. You got to get rid of some of these cords.
Didn't we recently discuss on this same podcast, though, that you have 50 different plates and 30 different bowls?
74.
Okay.
I've been getting rid of them. Okay. I've been getting rid of them as of late.
How's that going?
I realize it's one of the harder things that I've done in my life because I, for whatever reason, I have a thing for plates.
Yeah, I have a thing for cords.
I really like plates, but I've been downsizing and trying to get rid of them, just the ones that matter.
Right,
and that's tough because I like plates, man. I really
why?
Because I think because they're like
you like plating, you like presentation. Is that why?
I think that was the reason I got into it. And now it's like it's a delivery system for food,
right?
I love a delivery system for food, and therefore I plating was a huge reason as to why I collected.
Why you had so many different ones?
I wanted to like take pictures of food on different plates and stuff. But like once I realized like having a family, you don't get to finesse the things in your life the same that you would when you're on your own.
Like every meal can't be picture perfect.
Exactly. Right. Like, and every, like you can't spend your entire Saturday doing one little thing because there's like other people that you got to look out for.
I spent most of my Saturday organizing my cords.
That sounds like it. Sounds like, what did your family do during this time?
Well, let's see. Where was Coral?
Not at home.
Coral was at hockey, her son's hockey, and I don't know. Tyler was watching him. She probably wanted to do something. I don't know. I said, when I'm done these cords, honey.
Too hard. Too much to get to. Right now, I'm having the same thing that you're having with the cords with my sock drawer.
Okay.
Right?
Everybody's got something.
I got too many socks in my life, but I can't get rid of a sock.
You don't know how many you actually need.
Well,
that's the problem.
I can't get rid of a sock until it has a hole.
I know.
I know that these socks have seen better days, and like I probably don't need them, but in
what
my head,
thinning?
I can't.
Can you get rid of it if it's thinning to break through?
Gotta have a hole. Okay. Yeah, I'll wear it until the end. But I love new socks. And so I have this thing where I buy new socks because I love them, but I won't open them up because I got all these other ones.
Right.
And like, I used to think my problem was that I would wear a lot of holes into socks. Turns out I don't wear them as quickly as I thought.
Right.
Like there are holes that are happening, but not as quickly as my turnover. So I got all these new socks with nowhere to go. I'm not washing them yet because of this whole situation. Yeah. I don't know what to do about it.
Socks are tricky.
I wish that the one thing I wish is I could win the lottery just so I could have new socks every day.
New socks every day.
That's it.
It's not bad.
That's all I want the lottery. Well, that and a massage every night. That's the two reasons I want to win the lottery.
Wouldn't it become too much, though? Wouldn't you get used to it?
A massage every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Like, it'd be beneficial for the body.
Right, and that's why. An overindulgent behavior might be tough if it wasn't beneficial. Like, if it was just like, I don't know. Someone sung you a song every night or something like that.
It's like a lullaby. That could soothe you.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Here's the rule I've adopted with socks.
Okay.
If you have so many socks that you can't see the bottom of your sock drawer.
Can't.
Right. Yeah. Then you've got too many socks.
Really?
You need one level of socks.
But what am I supposed to do with the other socks? Because I'm not getting rid of them.
You got to get rid of them. That's how I felt about cords.
No.
It's difficult. What are you going to do? You have as many socks as you need. Yeah, a wise man once told me.
Yeah.
You just use as many as you need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't need all those socks.
Gosh darn it.
Hey, what if I'm going to go to a gala? Who do you think you are?
Not a gala.
You're not
guy.
Going to a gala.
I'm not a gala.
And if you are going to a gala, you know what? Buy a black pair of socks.
Gotcha.
You don't need to hang on to those damn things.
You like to get stains out of things.
Eh? Oh, I love it.
Is there anything to get socks looking white again?
Bleach.
I mean, bleach, you can, but bleach kind of dries them out a little bit.
No, I don't want a crunchy sock.
The fabric.
I had a whole growing up childhood of crunchy sock. I don't want that anymore.
that's pretty much it.
Really?
You can soak them. You can soak them in boiling water for a little while.
That doesn't seem like I'd be interested in that.
What was that whole thing with the sheets? You're supposed to get the... Wash your sheets, Glow Clean Co. Had
oh, the when stripping, the stripping.
Stripping.
With the borax and the, yeah, there's a whole recipe for it. And you put them in the bathtub and you sit them there for like 8 hours and you stir it like a witch's brew.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that with
you
socks.
You could do all that. It might surprise you how gross the water becomes, but how clean the socks become. But again, you're buying, what, 5 packs at Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah. And once they get too dirty for your own liking, throw them out.
That's, yeah, I just have such a hard time. I have such a hard time throwing things out that
that's
good.
What I'm saying. That's why I'm in this real.
But I think you can sell your cords, though.
Like, I can sell my socks. Sidewalk sale.
Yeah, I think people would take your cords.
Yeah, you might.
Robbie, what's the thing that you are accumulating way too much of that you have a hard time parting with?
I've been really, really good. Like, mustard.
Too many mustards.
Too many mustards on my door. Like, it's the entire door.
They're going to go bad before you can eat them all.
I know. I looked at one yesterday.
Is it coming to the end?
2023.
Yeah. No, you can't eat that now.
I was saving that one. And then I saved it.
That's
too long.
The problem. I always do that too. I save it. I don't want to eat something and then it goes
bad.
Mustard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying my best to not save things because that's my notorious move.
Use them right away.
I'm trying because all I do in my life is save and then it expires or it doesn't fit anymore or whatever it might be. Like I buy the perfect pair of pants and I'm like, okay, I'll buy 3 of these. This is awesome.
Put them on ice.
Right. And then when I come to them, like 2 years later, I'm like, oh, I love these pants. And I put them on and I can't get them.
Uh-huh.
This isn't good. So try to use up
it's
everything.
It's not ideal.
Burn the good candles, drink the good wine, right?
May as well. But that stuff doesn't go bad, does it? Those things only get better with age.
Candles? I don't know.
Candles just sit there. Candles are pretty much used whenever.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Good scented
but
candle.
But use the good mustard.
Use the good mustard. 2023, that's no good. That's a sad world that you're living in.
Nice. All right. Well, welcome to the Pepper and Dylan podcast in 10 minutes or less. What time are we at there, Robbie?
Oh, you know, almost 30.
No.
30 minutes?
You didn't even start.
Are you kidding me?
26-ish.
Oh, man.
I had a whole list of things here. Okay. Well, we'll try next
week.
Was
cords on it?
No.
Well, no, I was just curious about that.
I wish that cords was on the list.
Send me a picture of those glasses. Oh,
don't get the same glasses.
I'm not.
As me.
I don't want. That's why I'm asking you to send a picture so I don't get the same.
But
one
think
as
of
you.
My new hat with those glasses.
Oh yeah, vote for the hat too. What was it at last?
It was just under. It was 74%.
This is the Kiss Edmonton Instagram for the next little while. In the story, Dylan wants a new look hat, and his girlfriend doesn't like it. So the deal was if he gets enough support on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, he gets to wear the hat. Right. I like the hat.
The whole thing though that kind of doesn't work out in my favor is. She said, like, yeah, if you get enough, you can get the hat. Go ahead, get the hat. But she doesn't like the hat.
Yeah.
I'm still in the relationship part of my relationship where the, that scares me.
It should.
Right? Like the fact of if she doesn't like it, then like, well, that's not a good place to be. Like my dad and my mom, they're at like, hey, you don't like it tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like they're at that part of the relationship, but I'm still at the like, oh geez, that could really affect the relationship if she doesn't like my hat.
Mm-hmm.
She said that if I get the hat, she will wear to the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale something so hideous that I'll regret it forever.
I like this game.
You think so?
That's what she said if I got the hat. Because she thinks it's hideous. I don't think it's
now,
hideous.
Will she go out in public with you if you wear this hat? Or would it be you're not wearing that hat whenever we're together?
Well, I don't. She'd probably mention it, or at least it would be in the back of my head.
I don't see you wearing the hat all the time.
Oh, but I want it to just be the hat.
I like how the hat looks.
I thought it would be something.
It's got good support.
I just need something, you know? That's what I need in my life.
Yeah.
And I thought the hat would be it. Because, like, I've tried the facial hair thing, and it doesn't seem to get me anything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not getting
what are you expecting?
What are you trying to get?
I don't know. I think the hat, like, people will really come from all over and just be like, oh, my God.
People will really respect you.
There's
now.
That guy in that hat.
You'll get head nods.
Yeah, well, of course you will. And here you are, sir.
It does like require things. A little bit of a tweak of the rest of the style, though.
See, but this
but
is
I think
what
it's
bothers
a good start.
Me.
Yeah.
That my girlfriend said the same thing, and yeah. I don't. I think the man makes the hat, not the hat makes the man.
Right.
And
true.
So, like, the fact that I have to change what I wear in order to match the hat. Why?
Like if I saw you over a fence wearing that hat,
yeah.
And I could only see you, your face, your hat, your glasses, your beard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
remember, new glasses on the way.
I was like, this guy looks hip. This guy looks happening. And then I met you at the end of the fence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the rest of what you were wearing.
Right.
It wouldn't fit.
I don't think there's anything wrong. Like, why do we have to be matchy?
You could cut your head off.
I considered it.
Just be a head.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I just wish that like she was supportive of the hat. Like I really wish she was like, yes, yes, let's get the hat.
I like the hat. A lot of people are supporting the hat. I don't know if the hat would be an everyday thing or a special occasion thing, but yeah, it works.
It seems like you want to wear it every day.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with the hat that I've realized, and I don't own it yet, but I've considered it, but the problem with the hat that I've realized is the my favorite things in the hat don't go hand in hand, right? Mm-hmm. So like driving in the car, you can't drive with that hat,
nope,
right?
Because the seat brim all the way around. Yep.
Sitting in my chair.
Yep. Can't do it.
Can't do it with the hat.
Yeah. It's an outdoor only hat.
Working the here on the radio intended. Station, I
yep.
can't have my headphones
exactly,
over.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what the hell's the point of the hat?
It's a point A to point B. It's a traveling hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God, is it nice.
It's a good hat. It looks good.
That's a good looking hat. Like, that's all I can bring. Like you know, girls got makeup and they have all sorts of things. And girls, they can get Botox and everything. I can't do
you
anything.
You can get Botox.
I don't think a guy can get Botox.
You can do any of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guy getting Botox, is that allowed?
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys get Botox.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't you watching Nip Tuck?
Yeah, but that seemed like
that's
the guy's
pre-Botox,
getting the guy's getting Botox and stuff there. I don't know.
They're overdoing it a bit.
Right, yeah.
It's for everybody, but
I just thought it'd be so well,
some might argue that people, the kind of guy that would wear that hat might also be the kind of guy that gets Botox.
Really?
Some might argue that. I don't necessarily agree.
Well, I also wanted to dye my beard, and she told me I couldn't. Or when she didn't say I couldn't, but she said they'd look dumb. I was like, oh, man, like I'm stuck in this.
Your
this
beard is interesting that it's dark everywhere except on the chin.
Yeah.
It's white. You look like evil Dylan.
Right. I just thought I could throw a little. I was like, I'm just going to put some Just for Men in here. And she's like, no, you can't.
Why?
I don't know. She said that it looks too fake.
Well, she's not allowed to comment. It's Just for Men.
Well, that's true. Anyways, I wanted the hat. I don't know if I'm going to.
I think you can get the hat.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the poll says. Appreciate
it. It's going well right now.
Well, and what is the amount? As long as I get 51%, right?
Yeah, I think
it's
you're
72.
You're well.
Oh, yeah, you're screaming.
You're well there.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, yesterday was
anything we can do, right? Anything we can do to support you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to trying to get a style, you know? And right now, slop is all I got.
Yeah, well, I always thought, if somebody said, describe Dylan's style, I'd be so relaxed.
Right?
Really, borderline pajamas, not knowing anybody's also there.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
That's been my style.
Right? Living room nap is Dylan's style.
Yes.
And with this hat, it's like...
dressed up living room
nap. Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind it.
Yep.
I think it's good.
Yeah. It is kind of strange. Sweatpants and that hat.
Why?
You're gonna have to change. You're gonna have to change everything else. You are. I'm sorry.
I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, that's it. I guess we'll get to what we were gonna get to next week on Wednesday. It'll be an Ask Us Anything podcast. If indeed there is anything to ask, Robbie.
I had a few come in. Yeah.
You have a few come in. Okay, yeah. Robbie. Enjoy the hockey game this evening. The Oilers.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Try to stay awake for it.
Are you? Because we know you like to go to bed early, even if they're playing, and you also know that you might jinx them if you watch it.
I might have to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I might only watch
first
a bit of
game.
It.
You got to watch the beginning.
Oh, the first period at least.
Yeah. I'll watch all of them for you.
Please.
No problem.
Please.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Pepper and Dylan podcast in 10 minutes or less.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.